Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Aleph. Nida Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez. We are going to start with B'mai Askinan. It's about 13 lines up at the bottom, just one point that we rushed through at the end of the year yesterday that I wanted to mention. The Gemara earlier had a chilek, at least according to one opinion. Rav Papa mentioned that Tarnagol de Agma is Aser and a Tarnagol de Agma is Mutter. And the way you remember that is Amoni velo Amoni. The males are Aser, but the females are Mutter. That was Rav Papa. And Mareimar had said that no, even the females are Aser because it gave off simanim of a non-kosher bird. So Tosas had two important days. Tosas and Divra Maskel Tarnagolta. Tosas first said, Hazat, the male is Aser because it doesn't have any Simane Tara. Tosfos, we didn't mention the question that got into it, but Tosfos has his two opinions, comes from the following question. Why should we say the male is Usser? Isn't it, don't we have the principle from the Mishnah elsewhere of Hayotze Min HaTohar Tohar? So the mother, as we just said, the pashas of the Gemara is that there's one species, there's males and females, the males are Usser and the females are Mutter. But one second, if the males came from the females, so then we should say the principle is Hayosim and Atar Atar. Anything that comes out of something kosher is kosher. Some milk that comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. Milk that comes out of a non-kosher animal is not kosher. That's the principle of Hayosim and Atar Atar. So, ask Tosas, why don't we say here that the males should be Mutter? Because their mothers are Mutter, so the males should be Mutter. That's Tosas' question. Why? So Tosas has an important line. Shaharei ha'im lo yalda ha'efroach ela beitzim hitila. Vo ha'efroach me afra kagadil. Says Tosas, you don't say ayotzim and atar atar when it or tame tame when it comes to eggs. An egg, that's two stages. If you have the mother who lays the egg and the egg is hatched, that's not called a yotzim and a tar tar. That's not direct. And therefore, you could say, that even though if the mother is tar, you could say the baby is tame. V'ne'asar memela al yedei simane tuma. And therefore, this baby that comes out can have it is tameh, it is not kosher, even though the mother is tahar. Nami in La Osra, he talks about Zevezeg Gorim as well. Either way, Tosas' first day is that it's considered you don't apply the principle of Yotze Minha blank or Zevezeg Gorim, because both of those are principles that you go direct from parent to offspring, and you don't have that in this case where there is an egg. Number one. That's all the first day of Tosfos, though, who assumes, that day assumes that we're talking about one species, and the males are Usser and the females are Mutter, which is an amazing chiddush that you can have one species like that. The second day of Tosfos is that the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Umiyu, Tosfos then says in the middle, Nira Iker, Sheshnei Minim Heim. No, we're really talking about two species of animals. V'hamin shekorin tarnagolta da'agma shari azacha v'adakeva. There's really two different species we're talking about. Tarnagolta da'agma is one species, and that includes males and females. Tarnagolta da'agma. The yeshvan simani tara. And the min that's called tarnagolta da'agma usher. De'ein nirish min echad chiluk hazacha v'adakeva. It's a very unusual and unexpected. And we probably would not say it, says Tosfos, that there'd be one species where there's a chilek between a male and a female. Either way, those were two important days of Tosfos within the Shita of Rav Papa. We mentioned Rav Elchanan in the Kovet Shmuos and Chulin in Simon Chav Zayin, who suggests that the Melachlokas between the 2 days of Tosfos is how do we look at Simonei Tuma or Simonei Tar of an animal? Are those what we call Siman or Siba? Are they reflections of Kashrus? Or lack thereof, or are they causes of kashrus? Right? So if you say that they are reflections, so then you could say, well, if you know something is not true, then it wouldn't be a reflection. Even if you have this, but you know, so you're not going to say that it's a reflection. If they're the cause, so this animal has simon, the first day it says, this male has simane tuma, the female has simane taras. Those are going to be sibot. Mashenkir, according to the second day, they are... It is a siman. Okay, you can look at that Rav Elchanan. Good. So we continue now. Let's go back to where we were up to. We were up to B'mai Askinan. So the Gemara, I just quoted a Braisa. The Braisa was really an expansion of the Mishnah. In Taros, spoke about a case where a bird fell into the wine vat. And the question is, when does this bird receive tumas ochlin? So the Mishnah slash Brisa had said that the gozel that falls into the gat, and if you thought about it, la'alos alakusi, the second that somebody thought about it for somebody to eat, so then it achieves tumas ochlin. But if it was thought about to give to a dog, that's a machlokas. Lekelet Tarkama had said tahor, because that is not called machsheves tumas ochler, because a dog eating it is not significant. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, no, even lekelet is tame. Why? Because you don't really need machshava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said. And he said the kal v'chomer, which we'll get back to b'ezras Hashem today. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, well, if for tuma chamura, for tumas nevela, tuma chamura is tuma daraisa nevela, that's ava tuma. If for tumas chamura, you don't need a thought machshava, meaning a dead kosher animal, Nevelas of Tahar, which we're talking about here, if that can make you tame, Tumas Nevela, as you eat it, even without Machshava, so such a Chomer Tuma can make you tame without Machshava, so surely a light Tuma can make you tame without Machshava. That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's Kavachomer, and the Rabbanan knocked out that Kavachomer. We will get back to it. But now the Gemara is talking about where are we talking about? Where did this case take place? But Mayas Kinan, Ilema Bikrachim, if we're talking about in a large city, in the Krach, Lama Le Machshava, so why did you even have to have Machshava? You don't need Machshava for Tumas Ochlin of a Nevela of a kosher bird in a Krach. But it's not, we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Uksin, last Mesechta in Shas, Nevelas Behema Tehora, Bechomakom. The nevela of a kosher animal everywhere is automatically tamei, meaning ra'ui lekabel tumas ochlin. Unevelas oftar ve'achelev, and the nevela of a kosher bird and the chelev bikrachim in the big cities where there's many people that would want to eat it. Ein tzricha lo machshava v'lo hechsher. You don't need machshava to make it be makabel tuma, or you don't need hechsher. You don't need it to become wet in order for it to be makabel tuma. They're automatic. So you see that if it's in a krach, you don't need any machshava. So what's the whole Mishnah Brisa talking about, that there is a machlokas, what type of machshava is needed? So Ella, what must you say, bikfarim? We must be talking about in a village, not in a big city. So if we're talking about in a village, so then we have the question, so then how could there be anybody the opposite, that holds that you don't need machshava for it to be makabel tuma ochlin? Vatnan, we learned in the same Mishnah in Uksin, Nevelas Behema Temeya V'chomakom. The Nevela of a non-kosher animal always requires Machshava. This is the opposite, because we assume people don't eat carcasses of non-kosher animals, the carcass of a horse, the carcass of a camel, right? So people don't eat, even non-Jews don't eat that, so you would need it Machshava for it to be Makabel Tumas Ochlin. Unevelas Oftar, and also Nevelas Oftar. Bikfarim Tzricha Machshava Vein Tzricha Hechsher. A nevela of a kosher bird in a village needs machshava, though it does not require hechsher. So the question is, Tosfos in the middle of Ella, Dibur Maskil Ella assumes, this is a kasha on who? Kasha on L'Rabbanan, that why does the Brisa give the case where a bird fell into the gat and that somehow ruins it? No. Any case, even without falling into the gat, according to Rabbanan, you would need machshava. So why did the Brisa have to give a case of Nafal Gat? And only there Lekelev Tahar. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ebzi'ira Barchanina, La'olam Bikrach. Really, we're talking about a krach, a big city, where usually you do not need machshava, but here you do. Why? V'gita ma'asto v'asato kikfar. Because it fell into the vat, it became disgusting. So that's why nobody's going to want to eat it, and that's why you would need machshava in order to give it tumas ochlin. Good. Adkan. So now we start talking about this brisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is like an Amar Mar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Kava Chomer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had said that in our case, I do not think that you should need machshava. Why? Im mitama tuma chamura shlava machshava. If tumas nevela could be created without any machshava beforehand, meaning if somebody eats this, tumas beis ablia. So lo titami tuma kala shlav machshava. So the lighter tuma shouldn't be created. If you could even create the more chomer tuma without machshava, surely the lighter tuma. And Amru lo, the Rabbanan answered, lo, no, don't say that kala chomer. Im amarta b'tuma chamura shkin ini yaredes lakach. Tuma chamura is eino yoredes lakach. What does that mean? So I translated it yesterday already, but that was already foreshadowing what the maskana is. But now the Gemara is going to discuss it. My eino yoredes lakach. What does that phrase mean? How did the Rabbana knock out the kavachomer and say, no, don't bring me a kavachomer, because by tuba chamura, it's not yored lakach. So Amar Rava, suggestion number one, Hachi ka'amrilei. This is what the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Lo, imamarta betuba chamura, shekein ina ose kayotze ba. By tuma chamura, it does not create kayotze ba. What does that mean? Once this tuma makes something else tameh, so then that other item can't make a third item tameh. That shows a weakness. Ironically, right, what was the kavachomer? Tuma chamura, right, the nevela, tumas nevela is much more chomer. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe not. Maybe in one sense, tumas ochlin is more chomer than tumas nevela. Right? Why? Because by tumas nevela, it stops. Once a nevela is matami, a person, that's it. That person is now a rishon latuma. A nevela is an avatuma. Makes a person a rishon latuma, and that's it. Person can't make another person a rishon latuma. Because a person can only be mistame from an avatuma. So therefore, once the person becomes a rishon, that's it. So eino osaka yotzeba. Tomar betumakala. Unlike by tumakala, tumas ochlin, shosaka yotzeba. In our tumas ochlin case, if a food becomes tame, it can make another food tame. So, ask the Gemara, that ruins the kavachomer, because you see there's a chumra, so to speak, when it comes to tumas ochlin, that tumas nevela does not have. The Achronim point out this is somewhat difficult. We're going to reject it in a minute, but it's somewhat difficult because this is all din d'rabbanan, and we're trying to knock out a kavachomer, which on the level of daraisa. Either way, we're going to reject it in a minute. But that's it's a chiddush, because the fact that ochel can be mitame ochel is on a d'rabbanan level. Okay, Rashi even says it on the third line. Aval ochel chozer mitame ochel mi d'rabbanan. Good. Anyway, so Amalei Abaye knocks it out anyway. Kol techenu. I don't understand. It should be a kol shekein then. Uma tuma chamura dekila. If tuma tevela, which is more kal, de'ino tekayoseba, which cannot create a copy of itself. Mitamesh lo b'machshava, if this kal tuma is mitame, even without thinking about it, tuma kala dechamira, the tuma kala of tumas ochen, which is more chamur in your sense, de'osa kayoseba, where it could create another item like itself, eino dinshematamish lo b'machshava. Surely it's b'matamish lo b'machshava. So your suggestion, just put it to the kavachomer, and it should help us, and it should even support Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara says you have to have another suggestion. What is the knockout of the kavachomer by the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So suggestion number two, ela amar Rav Sheshes hachi kamar. This is what it means. And this is what we said yesterday. Lo, ima marta betuma chamura she kein eina tzricha hechsher. Tomar betuma kala she tzricha hechsher. No, tuma chamura, tumas nevela shouldn't need machshava because after all, it's more automatic, tumas nevela. Hechsher, generally, what does hechsher mean? Hechsher l'kabal tuma. It has to become wet. That's a dinda araisa. Dinda araisa in Sefer Vayikra, that it has to become, the all food items must become wet with one of the seven liquids before it can be makabel tuma. Nevela does it. If you have a piece of nevela, it could transmit tumas nevela even without becoming wet. A dead body, most tumas don't have to become wet. A zav doesn't have to become wet. Right? He becomes wet. He has the emission. A mace does not become wet. Well, all items, a sheretz doesn't have to become wet beforehand. Only food has to become wet. Tumas ochlin. So tumas chamura, the nevela, doesn't have to become wet. Memela, it shouldn't need machshava. We think those two items are compared, those two halachas. Tumar betumakala shetzricha hechsher. While tumakala requires hechsher by tumas ochlin, and therefore it should require machshava as well. Says the Gemara, is this really true? Mitzricha hechsher? Does it really need hechsher? Vatnan. But the Mishnah that we quoted a little bit yesterday, at the beginning of Amud Beis, this is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Taharos, which lists off all the halachas of Nevelas of Tahar. So Vatnan, Shlosha Dvarim, or Shlosha Asar is the Gersa on the side. That's what we have. Shlosha Asar Dvarim Namar Nevelas of Tahar. There are 13 halachas, 13 aspects that are said about Nevela of a kosher animal. Three of them are Tzricha Machshava. First one on the list is that it needs machshava, ve'eino metame ela bebeis abliya, and it only makes you tame as you eat it, right? The unique type of nevela, it's not like nevela's behema, where that it would make you tame through maga, But this can make you tummy through only eating it. And it does not require hechsher. Question mark. So how can you suggest for the Rabbanan that the knockout of the Kal V'chomer is that, well, that nevela needs hechsher, does not need hechsher, and this needs hechsher. You see, the Mishnah says it does not need hechsher. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Nehid hechsher sheretz lo baya, hechsher mayim baya. You're right, it doesn't need hechsher sheretz. What we alluded to yesterday in Rashi. What was that? Once it becomes wet, then we automatically make it tameh. That's hechsher sheretz. But it needs step one. It needs to become wet. So therefore, you see, it needs hechsher. So that's the answer of the Gemara. So it does require hechsher, and that's the knockout of the Kal V'chomer. There is a day, Rabbi Hananel quoted here in the Rashba, has a different daya, then we understand that. What does it mean, hechsher sheretz, hechsher mayim? So, says Rabbeinu Chananel, in the Rashba quoted here, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, lekabel tuma min hasheretz lo baya hechsher, avo lekabel tuma mimashkin temeyim baya hechsher. Different shot. Says, what does it mean here that you need hechsher sheretz but not hechsher mayim? To become tummy from a sheretz, it does not require hechsher mayim. To become tummy from tummy liquids, it needs hechsher mayim. This is the Rashba, that's not what we assume. We assume what this Gemara means is that to become tummy from a sheretz and to require mayim, not to become tummy from tummy liquids, it requires hechsher mayim. So he says he doesn't like that lashon. The Rashba says because it should say hechsher lisheretz, the hechsher limayim. That's what it should say. And others, Rav Rishonim assumed that we explained that at first, and that is hechsher mayim here does not mean hechsher to become tamei from other liquids, but it just means hechsher mayim in the first place to become roy lekabel tuma, and then a sheretz can touch it afterwards. Either way, this is the suggestion now. But we knocked this one out too. Maishna hechsher sheretz delo baya. One second. To get the Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, we just said, within nevelas of tahar, we said there's a chalik between hechsher sheretz and hechsher mayim. Why should there be such a difference? Why do we say that it does, hechsher sheretz it does not need? Meaning, it's automatically tameh. It's an avatumah automatically. Like, it doesn't need hechsher sheretz, it's hechsher mayim nami lo tiboy. It also shouldn't need hechsher mayim. Why? Could the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel? Like Rabbi Shmuel says in a brisa, the ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, al kozera zeruah asher yizareah, mazraim she'ein sofan letame tumah chamura tzrichan hechsher. What needs hechsher? What needs these seven liquids? One of them to touch it. Just like zraim, things that grow, which are not, their destiny is never to be metame tumah chamura. Grass can never be metame yutumas nevela. It's not going to happen. It's grass. Or it's anything that grows. A vegetable is never going to be metame a person, tumas ochlin. So that's the rule. Anything that will never achieve tumas nevela, that requires hechsher. Av kol she'ein sofen l'tami tumah chamura tzrichan hechsher. So to anything that is excluded from tumas nevela requires hechsher. Yatzasa nevelas of tahar, excluding nevelas of tahar, she'sofen l'tami tumah chamura she'ein sarach hechsher. It does not require any hechsher. Nevelas of tahar. Right? Even the first step of hechsher mayim. So question mark, we're back to the question of what do the Rabbanim mean when they knock out the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Kal V'chomer. Let's just finish and then we'll make a comment. Ela Marava. So try number three, the one that is accepted, V'temer of Papa, Shum Tuma Chamura Ba'olam, Shum Tuma Kala Ba'olam. You could still knock out the Kal V'chomer because there is no Tuma Chamura that requires hechsher. And there is some tumakala that requires hechsher, and that is why we can still knock out the Kal V'chomer that you cannot compare the two cases. Good. I think we mentioned in the past a little hashkafic idea, but fits it beautifully, and that is the seven liquids that we know from the Mishnah at the end of Machshirid, Yad Shach Adam. It's the abbreviation for the seven liquids that is Machshel Kabel Tuma. Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim. The seven liquids that are machshir, those seven, it's suggested, are parallel, I'm not sure if this is the Maharal or others, are parallel to the seven holidays. Each of one of the liquids are parallel to the holidays. So we have Yayin, even the Drabanan holidays. Yayin is Purim, Dam is Pesach, Yad Shachad, Shemen is Hanukkah, Chalav is Shavuos, Obviously, the milchix test, tal, that's the only one one has to work on. Tal is, they'll skip that one for a minute. Dvash is Rosh Hashanah. Mayim is Sukkis. Right? Nisach HaMayim. So they all fit in perfectly. Tal is Yom Kippur. Gotta figure out how tal connects to Yom Kippur. But there are messages. Tal symbolizing Torah Shabbat Peh, and Yom Kippur is the day of Torah Shabbat Peh. Tal is a mixture coming from the bottom and coming from the top, and that's what the Yom Kippur is Luchos Shnios. Okay, there's varts that one can say about Yom Kippur. The other six, though, are perfect, and it's explicit. You don't even have to think too hard. Tal is the one that has to work on, but once you have six out of seven, then you know the seventh one is going to fit in also. Okay, those in terms of the seven liquids that are Machshel Kabbal Tumah. Okay, we continue now. Amar Rava, a little more Tumantara on Amar Aleph here until we get back to other areas in the coming lines. Amar Rava, Umode Reb Yochanan L'inyan Maaser. Now we're getting back to what we said all the way at the beginning of Amud Beis yesterday. Beginning of Amud Beis yesterday, Reb Yochanan had said, if something is growing and one planted it, somebody planted it for to give to your to animals, and then they change their mind as it's growing, that machshava is not significant. Machshava's chibur is not significant. Only that needs to be a machshava after detachment. That's what we said on the top of Amud Beis yesterday, machshava's chibur, lo shma machshava. So now Rav is commenting on that. Amar Rava, mo de Reb Yochanan le'inyin meiser, the machshava's chibur shma machshava. Reb Yochanan agrees regarding the chiv of meiser, that Machshavas Chibur is a good Machshava. Even though it's not a good Machshava regarding Tumah, it is a good Machshava regarding Meiser. Why? So we're about to have a Pasuk to, or a Mishnah, an expansion of a Mishnah to tell me where Rava gets this from. But is there a Svara? What's the Svara to Mechalik? That if I think about it while it's attached, it's not going to be able to become Tumah. Machshavah is not good for Ilchas Tumah, but for Meiser, it is. I saw in the one of the Achronim suggests, in the Chos and Yeshuos, it's quoted here in the Biri Adaf, he says two suggestions. Number one, Sheish Lomar, Shekol Masha Moder Reb Yochanan, Shemo Ilam Hashem Eschibel, and Yemaiser Durabanan. Okay, maybe number one, then you don't have to come up with such a big chesh, maybe this is a Did Durabanan. Le'in Yemaiser Chazar Besakin, the Machshava should work, because that's a Chiyuv to take off Maiser. Vashaking Tumah, the Rabbanan didn't want to be Afushe Tumah, as the Gemara says in Beitza, Afushe Tumah lo Mashino, we try not to be be Marbet Tumah, so they didn't make it on a Durabana level, they didn't create the Tumah. Okay, Durabana, they wanted to expand it, but they wouldn't do it by Tumah. Number one. Number two, he suggests, Shebe'emes Shayach Meiser, Gam Kishim Mechubar. Number two, he suggests, because we find elsewhere that Machshavas Chibur is good for Trumas and Meisres. Says in Meseches, Kiddushin. On Daf Samach Beis, Sheim Amar Adam Peros Arugazu Mechubarin Yehu Truma Al Peros Arugazu Tlushin. If you say this fruit that is still growing should be Truma on this fruit that is still attached, Varav Kayamin. So you find. Okay, so those are two suggestions. One also might suggest a third idea, and that is, Maestris is a natural progression of what's going to happen with most items. Something's growing, you're going to take off Shumas and Maestris from it. That's natural. You could foresee that. You could forecast that. So maybe that's why we would say Machshavas Chibur works for that. Tumah is not forecast. We hope Tumah doesn't happen. Tumas Ochlin, we hope it never becomes Tame. We hope it never is, liquids never touch it to make it Royal Kabbal Tumah. So, or maybe if it's washed off, then it's gonna be eaten right away. But either way, one might say that Maestris is more able to be forecast from, state of Chibur than Tumah. And that's why Maestris, even on a Daraisa level possibly, Rabbi Yochanan would admit to that, even though Tumah not. So, that's Svaris. So now we get to Amar Rav Amin Aminala. Rava says, though, what's the source for this? How do I know this? Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Maaseres, Hasiya v'ha'ezo v'ha'koranit shebachatzer, different types of growths that are in the chatzer, im hayu nishmarin, if they are nishmar chayavin. So what does that mean? What does nishmar mean? So we think it means for achilas adam. If something is guarded for a person to eat. So, hey, chidami, what exactly are we talking about? So, ilema dezar inu mitchilala adam, if you originally planted it for a person to consume it, and that's what it means, nishmar, so, srichala mebras, then what's the chiddush? Of course, this is food items, the chayv and meisers. What's the chiddush? So, elalav, what must be the chiddush? dizarinu mitchila la behema. No, you originally planted it for behema, for animal fodder. Viktani, and then it says, imhayu nishmarin, if you changed your mind while it's still growing, that's how we interpret it, chayovin. So you'd be chayav then, in Maestros. Isn't that a raya, Rava says, that even you can change your mind, even while it's growing. So Amar Ravashi, no raya. Hacha, b'chatzar sha'alo me'alein askinan. We're talking about a case where it grew by itself. You didn't plant it for anything. You didn't have anything in mind. It grew by itself. V'stama la'adam kaimi. And stama is la'adam. These are food items. So you don't have to think about it. What is it, no raya, that machshav es chibur, shma machshava? No, lini meiser. No, you don't even need machshav es chibur here, because it's stama la'adam. V'achi kamar, and this is what the Mishnah means. Imachatzah, what is mishameres here? It doesn't mean for person. It means, like we had yesterday, one of the five requirements for peah. Imachatzah, mishameres. If the chatzer is mishameres, meaning it's not hefker, peroseha chayavin, v'imla fiturin, meaning no raya, Rava says, to Rabbi Yochanan, no raya, to Rav's statement about Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Machshav is chibur by Meiser, Ishma Machshava. Okay, good. Masav Ravashi, next try. Ask Ravashi. Rashi here adds in an important word. Masav Ravashi, who's this kash on? Rashi says, L'Rava. To Rava. Right, Rava made the statement about Rabbi Yochanan. Ask Masav Ravashi to Rava. The problem is, the Aruch Lener points out here that the Gemara says elsewhere, Mishemes Rava Nolad Ravashi. When Rava died, that's when Ravashi was born. So how could Ravashi be asking Akasha to Rava? Right? They didn't live. They didn't overlap. Unless this means, like he means to Rava, he means regarding Rava's Shita, but it doesn't mean to actual Rava. Okay, the Aruch Lener asked that problem. It is pointed out, though, that the Rambam seems to have a different girsa in that Gemara of Masiv about Mishemes Rava Nolad Ravashi. Because if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam, in his Hakdama, the Rambam has three famous Hakdamas and one smaller Hakdamas. The Rambam is all printed together, also again, in one big Sefer. He has the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnayis, which is to all of Mishnah, where he talks about the order of Mishnayis and the order of Siddharma and why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, and in at length. Then he has the Hakdama to Perak Chelek, to the last Chelek of Sanhedrin, where he talks all about Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesa V'chulu, and then he has the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim. Those are his three major Hakdamas. But he also has a short Hakdama, just a three-page Hakdama, right before Mishnah Torah, right before Sefer Amada, where he goes through the Shalshelas HaBesora, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way to Ravina and Ravashi. So there he says, and this is how they point out that he must have had a different girsa, he says that each Amora got it from the previous one. Rav kibel mirab yana, Shmuel kibel mirab chanina ben schama, Rav chiber sifra, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And then he says, towards the end, which is important for us, for Rav Yosef Abaya umichacharam shekidlu me Rabba, v'Rav Yosef Abaya v'Rava, v'shneim kiblu gam me Rav Nachman, umichlal chachamim shekiblu me Rava, Rav Ashi v'Ravina. Who got the Mesora from Rava? Meaning who learned from Rava and continued the Mesora? Rav Ashi and Ravina. So according to the Rambam, Rav Ashi did learn from Rava, right? So his girsa must have been, as pointed out, ad shelomeis Rava nolad Rav Ashi, before Rava died. Rav Ashi was born, so he did get it from Rava. Okay, so according to him, our girsa is not a problem. He just must have had a different girsa in the other Gemara. Good, so anyway, Masav Rav Ashi, so we're asking Akasha on that opinion of Rava, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Machshav es chibur, Shma Machshava, for Chiyav Maestros. Kol Shechayav and Maestros B'tam and Tumas Ochlin, the Mishnah we had yesterday. That's why, by the way, this whole discussion is here. The whole yesterday's Amud Beis, today's Amud Aleph. Why is this whole discussion here? So Rashi here says, because of the following line. Because we're about to ask a question from our Mishnah on Rav's comment about the earlier Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, statement. That's how we got it, why this whole thing is here. So Matzah Ravashi, Kol Shechayav and Maestros B'tam and Tumas Ochlin, the Mishnah says, anything that's Chayav and Maestros is Betabi Tumas Ochlin. V'im Isa, 1 minute, but if it's true, what Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rava, what Machsheves Chibur creates a Chiyuv of Maestros and does not create Tumas Ochlin. So it's a violation of that Mishnah. V'im Isa, if what you're saying is true, Ha'ika, Hani, this case, that if you think about something to be for a human consumption while it's growing, the Kachayavin B'Maeser, it'll be Chayavin B'Maeser, V'im Betabi Tumas Ochlin, and one of Tumas Ochlin, violation of the Mishnah. And it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Hachi Kamar. No, this is my defense. Kol min shechayv b'maaser b'tavei tumas ochlin. No, it's talking about the species. It's talking about the type. Any type that's chayv b'maaser b'tavei tumas ochlin. You're right, there'll be certain cases that won't fit in of stages that don't have to do with the exact species. Like we had yesterday. Remember the achronim that we had on the Mishnah? The Mishnah achronim asked, what about pachos mi kashir? Is that a violation of the principle too? No, it's all about the species. Pachos mi kashir is a specific situation. See, here too, a specific situation, you're right, might not fit in. A case of machsheves chibur. But the species is what's important. And achronim b'stavra, this makes sense that this perek is talking about the species. Midiktari seifa, because we're going to have a Mishnah today on Amud Beis, which says, Kol shechayev v'reishis hageiz, chayev v'matanos, anything that's chayev in reishis hageiz, in giving the first shearings to the Kohen, reishis hageiz, it's a whole parak in chulin, any animal that's chayev v'reishis hageiz is chayev in matanos. V'yei shechayev v'matanos v'ein chayev v'reishis hageiz. There are some animals that you have to give matanos. What are matanos? Matanos are the parts of the animal that you have to give from every chulin animal. Every chulin animal, you have to give the zeroa, the lechayayim, and the keva to the kohen. Right? Every shlamim, you have to give the chazay and the shok. But every chulin animal, you have to give the zeroa, the lechayayim, and the keva. Another name of a parak in Maseches Chulin. So, the rule is, says the Mishnah, whatever is chayv in reishis hageiz is surely going to be chayv in matanos. But some things are chayv in the matanos and not chayv in reishis hageiz. If you have animals that don't have wool, right, so then they're going to be chayv in matanos. They're not going to be chayv in reishis hageiz. But v'emisa, but if it's true that it should be include all and not just species, but all situations, b'ha'ika treifa. What about a treifa? The chayev is reishis hageiz, v'en a chayev is matanos. A treif is chayv in reishis hageiz, but it's not chayv in matanos based on a special limud. So wouldn't this be a violation? It must be that all these b'shayis are talking about species, not about specific situations that come up. The Gemara says, that's no raya. Amravina Hamani Rabbi Shimini. No, it could be that our Mishnah on a basis is going like Rabbi Shimon Shita Ditznan, the Mishnah the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon poser with a shreve of Rachel's Agaze. Rabbi Shimon holds that a shreve is also part of Rachel's Agaze. Okay, either way, we suggested that it's based on species that we knocked out. Maybe there's no raya that Mishnah is based on species. Either way, next try. Amrav Sibi Barashi. Tashma, another try to explain that it's based on species, and this one is going to be accepted. Hamafkir is karmo v'hishkin baboker ubitzro. If somebody is mafkir their vineyard because they want to get out of certain chiyuvim. They mafkir their vineyard because, oh, now it's hefker. And then the next morning they go and they reclaim it. The halacha is ubatzro, and they harvest it. Chayiv beperet uba'ololos ubashicho v'peya. It's tough luck on this original owner that now reacquired it, he's still chayiv in almost everything. You don't have the patur hefker. You're chayiv in peret and in ololos, right? The single grapes that fall down and the inferior grapes. We discussed these at length in mitzvah shir. The separate mitzvahs of peret and ololos when it comes to everything and when it comes to grapes. Separate mitzvahs. And shichacha, the only mitzvah that you could do when you don't realize it. Uvepeya, they're chayiv in all these. Upatim and a meiser. And you're pater from meiser. In this situation, it's a special pasuk that tells me that this case is included in the Ptur Meiser. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah that anything that's chayv in pay is chayv in Meisers, and this is a violation? Here's a case where you'd be potter from Meisers. So Elah Shramino, Min Ktani Shramino. It must be that these Mishnayos, our Mishnah specifically, is based on species, not based on situation. So don't ask me about Hefker, and don't ask me about Machsheves Chibur, and don't ask me about Pachos Mikashir, as we had yesterday. Don't ask me about these specific situations. Okay, Mishnah. Tan Hasam, what's more on the topic of Peah and Leket and Shichcha? We quote another Mishnah in Peah in the third parak. Tan Hasam, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva, Bizoreya Sheves Ochar Tol B'Shtayim U'Shalosh Makomos. What do you mean they agreed to Rabbi Akiva? Where was the Machlokas? So Rashi here quotes the original machlokas. If you have a field which you are minamer, ha minamer sadehu. Minamer is from the word namer, leopard. A leopard has spots. So if somebody plants different items in their field, in different spots, So do you have to give payah from each and every spot of the field that you planted in? Or do we say that it's me'echad ala kol? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says, when you collect, kishu choser umalakate, when you collect each and every area in the field, you have to give one payah from each one, because the other harvest in between is mafsik, while the Chachamim say, no, you give one from all, me'achas ala kol. That's the resha. And then, with the Mishnah says, now we're in our Gemara, motim Chacham Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Akiva that you have to give one on each area, if you plant dill or mustard seed, if you plant dill or mustard seed in three places originally, that you have to give peah for each and every one, because there they agreed that the katsir is mafsik between. That is the Mishnah. Aye, says the Gemara, v'hasheves dimechayiv bipeah sheves, right, the item, the dill that we are talking about, de mechayiv bepeya, mechayiv bemeiser. Dill is chayiv in both. Ditzan, kol shechayiv bepeya, chayiv bemeiser. Umidachayiv bemeiser. And since it's chayiv in meiser, this dill, mitame tumas ochlin, it should be mitame tumas ochlin. Don't those usually go together? Because it's food. If it's food, it's chayiv in meiseris, and therefore it's able to be mekabel tumas ochlin. So alma, komili da'avid l'tayma, mitame tumas ochlin. The high Shevis Lataima Vidas. What do you see from this Mishnah? We discussed this a little bit from Tosfos yesterday. What do you see from here? Anything that's made Lataima to give off taste, even if it's not totally eaten itself, if it's there to give off taste, like dill, Litame, it has Tumas Ochlin. So that's one on the one hand. Vramini, but we learned in the Mishnah in Uksin, Hakosht Vahachimum Virashi Basamim Vateya Vachildos Vapilpulin Vachalas Kharia, all of these items which are spices, pepper and the like, Nikkin Bekasa Meister, all these items you could buy with Meister Shayir money. If I brought my money up to Yerushalayim, the halacha is you have to buy food with Meister Sheni money, right? Most of the time we buy carbonis. But if we're not, you can buy other food. So you can buy these items with Meister Sheni money. But the ain't metamit tumas ochlin. Rabbi Akiva has the chilek, but they're not metamit tumas ochlin because they're not real food. Div Rabbi Akiva. Amr lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues, no, they go together. Im nichin bekesav meiser, mipnei ma'in metamit tumas ochlin. If you could buy them, so it must be their metamit. If you made a metamit, afim lo yilkechu bekesav meiser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argued. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nimnu v'gamru, and the maskana was, everybody got together and voted, all the rabbis, and they said, she'ein nichin b'kesem meiser, vein metamit tumas ochlin. That they go together. Question marks, what do you see from here? All of these spices that are taima avida are not metamit tumas ochlin. So how could we say, based on the Mishnah in Peah up above, that they are metamit tumas ochlin? That's the question. Rav Chisda says no. Kitanya hahi, when we had the original brisa about sheves, really something is l'taim avid, it's not eaten itself, it just gives off taste. So that is not metami tumas ochlin. But sheves dill that we're talking about in the first brisa, b'sheves asuya l'kamach, we're talking about dill that is put into a dip that you actually eat. So this dill is not just l'taima avida, it's l'kamach, like we know kutach, a milchik dish that's discussed in Meseches Psachim, but it's discussed here, so it's actually edible. That's the type of dill that we are talking about. Like the dill that we have b'zman hazeh, like dill that you put in soup, that people, we eat dill, put dill in chicken soup on Friday night, so we eat dill. So that dill would be chayiv in, would be metamei tumas ochlin. Amar Rav Ashi, Amritza l'shmaitza kamei d'Rav Kahana, and I said as a friend of Rav Kahana as follows, Lo tema b'sheves asuya l'kemach, don't tell me that it's a unique type of dill that is used for, to make this dish, but hastama l'kadera, but if I wouldn't know, if I wouldn't have any designation, stam dill would be l'kadera, just to give off taste, no, el stam sheves l'kemach asuya, stam dill, if I don't think about it, is used for this food. It's not. Because the Mishnah says, Hasheves Mishinitna Tambe Kadera, because the Mishnah says there in Uksin that if Sheves Mishinitna Tambe Kadera, what, let's say I use dill and I put it into a pot and all the taste comes out of the dill and now I'm only left with the stalk. Ein Bamishum Truma. If I then take that stalk and put it into another dish, it does not make that second dish Meduma. Because once it's totally dried out, so that it's not called truma anymore. It's just eitz ba'alma. Ve'ena matame tumas ochlin. And it's not matame tumas ochlin then. But ha'achlo ninatam bekadera. But in the first pot, before it gave off its taste, well, it still has taste in it, so then yesh b'mishum truma. It does have the status of truma. U'matame tumas ochlin. And it would be matame tumas ochlin. And that's sheves in general. V'sakadayach stama l'kadera. Ki lo nitna nami stama l'kadera. And if you say that stama, stam dil, is only used for taste, so why is it matame tumas ochlin, and why does it have the status of truma? So, says Rav Chisda, that's, says Rav Ashi, that's why I think that this chiddush about dill, stam dill is used for food. And if you designate that, it can be used for ta'am, but stam dill is used for food. Okay, Adkan, the discussion of Tumas Ochlin and Meiser, and now we get into other areas. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Kol shechai bereishis ageis chayiv matanas. As we just quoted this on Amud Aleph, any animal that's chayiv and reishis ageis that you have to give the sheep from, the Mishnayos and Chulin discuss how much you have to give, beishama beisilel, how often do you have to give it. But anything that's chayiv and reishis ageis chayiv matanos is chayiv matanos. And by the way, reishis ageis is chayiv manazeh. Pashas Shocherach discusses it in Yaradeya. Where chayiv and reishis ageis manazeh. Most people don't own sheep, but if you own a sheep, you gotta give reishis ageis b'zman hazeh. So kol shechayiv reishis ageis chayiv matanos. Any animal that's chayiv reishis ageis is also chayiv matanos. V'yesh shechayiv matanos v'ein chayiv reishis ageis. Some animals are chayiv matanos and not in reishis ageis. Right? So types of bakar are chayiv matanos, but they don't have wool. Number one. Next half. Kol sheyesh lo biur yesh lo shvius. Any food item in Shemitah, or any food item that you would have to destroy, I'm sorry, I should take that back, that you have to do biur to, whatever biur is, anything that is a mitzvah to be mevarit from your house during Shemitah, yesh lo shvius, has the halachas of Shemitah. The yesh, yesh lo shvius vein lo biur. Some items have the halachas of Shemitah, but do not have the chiyuv to do biur to it. We'll talk about biur again in a minute. But what does Rashi here say when he says, yesh lo shvius, if it has biur, yesh lo shmitah, regarding what halachas? So Rashi quotes three items, right? Four items. I'm sorry, on the list. What does it mean? Yesh lo shvius. Number one, Rashi says, lein shechayev lahafkir. Number one, regarding your chiyev to be mafkir it. So that's an important line. Rashi says, sounds like Rashi is holding that you have to be mafkir your parish shmita. We've discussed this many times. The chakira and the machlokas achronim that the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Simin. Not Simon, in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, in the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, where the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Machlokes, he has it as a Chakira, and then he quotes that I found it's a Machlokes between the Maharit and the Beis Yosef, whether in Shemitah it's what's called Arkafta de Gavra or Arkarkafta de Malka. Do we say that the person has a Chiyuv to be Mafkir his field? He has to, and if it's not, he's violating an Isser, but Lamaise says it's not Hefkot, or do we say no, automatically? Hashem's Mafkir your field during Shemitah. And if you try to guard it, you're doing an Aveira, but it's not that, it's not Hefker. It's Hefker automatically. Ia mitzvah karkafta de gavrahu, de rachmanet sivo lahafkir peirosa bishvias, umuchuyev lakayim lahafkir, vim hifkar is a Hefker. Avalameno mafkir, eno mufkar. And you, if you unhid to overall asay, mikamakam, eno Hefker, right? Overall, zeres hamelech, Hashem yisparach, right? Number one. Or do we say no? O Dilma, Hefker ze ain't srichim bailum lahafkir. Raku afkata de malka. Shumemela Hefker. Varakim no karmo over la sezu. The chulu. Is it a chiyuv of Hefker on a person or on a, or on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, kaviyachal? So that's a machlokas. So Rashi here seems to say, le'inyin shechayiv lahafkir. Sounds like a person has to be mafkirit. That's line one of Rashi. Then Rashi says, va'asur la'sosan schora. Number two, Rashi says that it's also to do business. We could also talk about that. Doing business, the Ramban counts this as a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa. In the mitzvahs that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam, that the Rambam forgot, in mitzvah gimel, the third mitzvah that the Ramban thinks that the Rambam forgot, mitzvah shlishis sha'amr Torah, v'haisa shabbos ares lochem le'achla, v'darshu le'achla v'lo l'schora. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah, lachla v'lo l'schora. The Rambam doesn't. He doesn't think, maybe he thinks this is just part of the detail of Shemitah, but the Ramban has it as a separate mitzvah. That we discussed in the past, the beautiful discussion of the mitzvah HaMelech in Rav Sement Sefer, where he says, is the focus of the Ramban on the la'achla or on the v'lo l'schora? Is it a real mitzvah saseh, or is it just an iser saseh? L'may nafgamina, you might say, what about pachos mikashir? Is there a mitzvah for Perish Shvius? Or do you make a bracha on Perish Mita, special bracha? Right? You might say it's a difference between whether it's a mitzvah asay or an iser asay. But that's the Ramban. Important ha'ara, separate mitzvah asay. That's on the Rashi's second word, on schora. And then the other two the Rashi mentions are milugma, are you allowed to put it into a mixture, and then a piktavizin, are you allowed to put Perish Shvius into certain types of medicines? Okay, so that's Rashi. So Rashi, the Mishnah says, anything that's chayiv in that's chayev to be mevayer is going to have shvius laws, and some things have shvius and do not have biur. Viter, kigon, what's included? What has both? Kigon, aleh haluf shoter vahadandana. These items have both. Yesh lo shvius ve'ein lo biur. What are examples of something that has halachas of Shemitah, but you do not have to be mevayer them from your house? Iker haluf shoter v'iker hadandana. Why don't those have biur? Because those remain in the field forever. Dichsiv, v'la behemta chavala chaya sherbar tzercha ki el tia kol tfuas alechol. Kol zman shachaya ochel esman asade atamach la behemta chavabayis. As long as the chayos, the wild animals, have it in the field, so you're allowed to feed your animals in your house. Kale lachaya min asade, once it no longer exists for the chayas in the field, kale la behemta chavabayis, so then it, you have to destroy it, you have to get rid of it, get rid of it from the animals in your house. These items never leave the field. That's the halacha. Beer only has to take place when it no longer exists in the field. But these items always exist in the field, so therefore there is no chiyuv of beer. Again, we've mentioned in the past, what does beer mean? Beer perishvias. What do you have to do? So the Rambam says, you have to destroy them. You have to burn them. You have to be mevayer them from the world. That is the shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Shemitah in Perek Zayin. Hayu lo peres merubin v'chulu v'chulu v'im lo matza ochlen v'shas habiur. If you don't find people to eat it when the time for beer comes, so reif ba'esh o mashlich layam o ma'abed b'chol davar shema'abed. That's the Rambam shita. Beer means destruction. The Ramban says on In Vayikra, on Parshas Bahar, what are you talking about? You don't have to destroy Perish Shvius. Maybe it's the Ramban connected to Yeshita that he counts it as a Mrs. Asay to eat Perish Shmita, Lachla V'lo L'schora. He can't fathom that all of a sudden one day it's a mitzvah to eat them and the next day it's a mitzvah to destroy them. Can't be. The Ramban says, no, Biur means to be mafkir them. Put them outside your house. That's what we paskin. We paskin is be mafkir them. Put them outside your house, and after a day or two, nobody takes them. Take them back. Take them back. And there's different times for every fruit, for wine, for grapes. Lamaisa. Biur is Lamaisa today in Eretz Yisrael. The Raiva there on that Ramban has a two-stage. First, he has a first stage like the Ramban, and then he has a second stage like the Ramban. But either way, Machlokas, we're showing him what exactly is Biur Perus Shvius. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Kol sheyesh lo kaskas sheyesh lo snapir, any fish that has scales, you know, has fins also. So the Rashba says in a tshuva, if you get a fish and you only see scales and you don't see fins, you can assume it's a kosher fish. Because every fish that has scales has fins. V'yesh sheyesh lo snapir ve'in lo kaskas. But some fish have fins and not no scales. So those you don't know yet, then you have to check if it's kosher. That's number one. Kol sheyesh lo karnayim yesh lo tzlafim. Any animal that has horns has hoofs, has split hooves. V'yesh yesh lo tzlafim ve'en lo karnayim. But some animals have hooves and don't have horns. So that also is to teach me. Let's continue reading, and then we will have an interesting discussion. Kol sheyesh lo kashkas says, Doctor, anything that has scales is a kosher fish. Yesh lo shabir v'en lo kashkas says, Doctame, if it only has fins and not scales, then it's a Doctame. Michti, one second. So anan lamaisa akashkas samchinan. Lamaisa, we need scales. And if it has scales, you know it has both. So it's not pure because of Rahman Alamali. So what do you need? It's quoted by many, this Gemara. What do you need the simen of fins for? Right? Just scales are the key simen. If there are scales, you need scales, and if there are scales, you know there are fins. So what do you need the simen of fins for? So Ilo Kazav Rachmana Snapir, no, because if you would have only had the simen of snapir, if you wouldn't have had the simen of fins, I wouldn't have known what kaskeses are. Hava mina my kaskeses tichsiv snapir. I would have thought the word kaskeses means snapir. If you look daktamen, I would have kashered a non-kosher fish. So Kazav Rachmana Snapir v'kaskeses. That's why you have to have both. So Gemara says, 1 minute. V'yachet the Kazav Rachmana Snapir v'kaskeses. Minola the kaskeses levushahu. But now that it says both, how do I know that kaskeses means armor? Which is means like the scales, dechsiv, because it says by Goliath describing what he was wearing, v'shir yon kashkasim hu lavush, he was wearing a whole armor uniform. So you see, that's what it means. So the Gemara says 1 second. So now we know kashkasim is scales. V'lot the rechmana kashkasim v'lo boy snapir. Go back to the question. So now we have another pasuk from Shmuel that tells us what kaskeses is. So why do you need the pasuk of the simon of snapir? Amar Rabbi Yavo v'chetad Rabbi Shmuel yagdil Torah v'yadir. You're right, Pashas, you don't need it. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. We spoke about this phrase at length back in Mitzvah Shir. To listen, we spoke about the Yagdil Torah and other beautiful drushes about this line in Mitzvah Shir about the simonim of a kosher fish. Now I'll just mention 2 points on this line. The Ritva right here says, what does it mean, Yagdil Torah v'yadir? He has a crucial line. The Ritva here says, maybe what this means is, Pirish, delismoch avadai bekashkashes sagilon. You're right, you can rely on kashkashes. But v'ulai, why did it say snapir? Hu gam kein goreim taharaso. No, even the snapir is goreim istara. What does that mean? So the achronim say, this ritva, maybe just what we said earlier, are simanim of a kosher animal. Simanim or sibot. Siman or siba, reflection or causes. The ritva here seems to be saying that it's a cause. And once the Torah says snapir is also needed, so that means it had to exist. Because if he didn't say it, that's not good enough. It's a cause, and therefore you need to have it. Issue number one in the Ritva. And you look in the back of the Ritva, in the Mosada Rav Kook, he has a whole article about this issue, about the Siman or Siba by the signs of a fish. The other issue related, interestingly, is many different Svarim talk about that they can, scientists now could create fish that are generated from the DNA of a kosher fish, but it does not have the kosher signs. But you know it came from a kosher fish. Hayotzei min ha-tahar tahar. So again, that relates. Are the signs siman or siba? You know it came from a kosher fish, but it doesn't have those simanim. Related to this, there is an interesting discussion in the Ma'adane Yantif. The Ma'adane Yantif is the Tosfos' Yantif commentary on the Rosh. This Gemara, this Mishnah about Kaskeshes and Safir also appears in Chulin. So in Chulin, in the Ma'adane Yantif in Chulin, in the third parak, he quotes that when I was an Av Bezdin in Vienna, Varamba Kalkaj of Vienna, Hevi Elai HaChacham Morenu Aaron Rofe, Dr. Aaron. Dr. Aaron came in front of me and he brought me a fish named Stinx Marinus. Okay? A certain type of fish that he brought in front of me, and it was in a certain sea there, and it was poisonous. V'husam hamaves, v'harakachim yodim pu'ulos lotzia ha'eres mimenu, the rakachim, those who work in the pharmacists, know how to take out the poison. Va'az osin mi b'sara b'midi refuos, and they use its skin and its basar for different types of medicine. And it has a very white v'yishlo shidra, and its head is rachav, and it has scales, and it has little feet. That's this fish. It has scales and it has little feet. And this doctor said to me, I don't understand, because the Mishnah says, it was a firm doctor, the Mishnah says that if it has scales, you can be sure that it has fins. And therefore it's a kosher animal. But this is a kosher animal. It has scales. So you're telling me it has fins? But I don't understand that. Because how could the Torah be machshir a poisonous fish? The rechecha darchei noam. And therefore it's impossible that the Torah says that this is tahar, kosher. And therefore I don't understand the principle. It must be that this animal doesn't have fins. It has fish. And therefore I have a problem. Okay? And then says the Tosfos Yantif, uve'esh tomei malzeh ma'od. I was in shock. V'lo yadati lashir. I didn't know what to answer him. I think it's a bomb kasha. Rakamarti, I said, maybe this was a murkav. Maybe this fish didn't exist b'zman matan Torah. It was later on, it was like a different fish mutated together. It's a mutation and it's not really a true species. But then he says, later on I came up with a different answer. Because if you look closely in the Torah, based on this on Psukim, there's dag and there's chayos shebayam. The simanim of a dog are the two simanim of kashkashas and snapir. Chayos hayam have different rules. So maybe this is in the world of a chayos hayam and not in a dog, and therefore it had different rules, therefore you would say this is not a kosher fish. That's what the Ma'adan Yadav suggested, and after all, it has feet. It doesn't have fins. Okay, that's the Ma'adan Yadav. If you look in other achronim, the Tzvuah Shor on Yaradeh and the Pri Chadash, they all get into the act here, trying to defend, either argue on the Tosfos Yontif or not. The Tzvuah Shor says, I don't understand the difference. It's poisonous, but he says that the pharmacists know how to make it not poisonous and use it for toelas. So why is that a violation of Dorchei Adarchei Noam? You see it's a good thing. You see the doctors could use it for a good thing, for a toelas. Therefore, he doesn't know what the whole problem is of the Tosfos Yontif. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll stop by the Mishnah, and we'll continue with discussions of tefillin and making brachas after mitzvahs. We'll start with that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.